Dr. Stephen Dubofsky, chair of the University of Buffalo Psychiatry Department, says a lot of research on violence with guns has already been conducted. What's difficult to study, Dubofsky says, is predicting who will become violent, with or without a gun, because mass killings, while high profile, are still rare.
And statistically, the likelihood that someone with a mental illness is going to behave in a violent manner is infinitesimal. It's very, very, very small.
So a proper study would require millions and millions of people and cost billions of dollars. The so-called mentally ill, he says, are being scapegoated.
In the first place, what do you mean by mentally ill? Do you mean anyone with a psychiatric diagnosis? Most recent door-to-door household survey showed that about 40% of the U.S. population meets criteria for a psychiatric diagnosis.
And most gun violence, he says, is not caused by people with any type of mental illness.
It's just a very simple-minded way of saying we have a complicated problem in our society where we seem to have a lower threshold for violent behavior than a lot of other countries do. And, you know, what's going on here to cause it? But it's certainly not an availability of means of killing people. It's something in our culture that's making people feel that this is an easy solution to whatever might be bugging them.
Instead of a new study on gun violence, Dubofsky says he'd rather see the government provide funding for people who need psychiatric treatment. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.